Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Thriving is what we do and what we do really well on this show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, the original crust buster, coming to you in 2009 because our theme this year is divine in 09. And last year it was great in 08. And I want to say this to you, that you've really got to take a look at what's going on the inside out this year in order to step into that place that you absolutely love. And my very special guest today, Dr. Daniel Monti, is joining me here today because he gets it. He gets the deal about the great life. He understands what it means. But today we're going to talk about Great Life Makeover, a couple's guide to weight, mood, and sex for the best years of your life and your relationship. Yeah, that's what I said. Sex. Frazzled, fat, fatigued, and cranky sex. You want to be listening to this show. And even if that's not you, you want to be listening to this show so you understand that you don't want to get there. So here we are today with a fabulous, 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 fabulous guest, Dr. Monti, a physician with a specialty in integrative health and couples counseling. And he's joining us here today because we're going to peel back this onion. We're going to take a look at what it takes to have that great life. So when we think about sex, when we think about weight, when we think about our moods, you know, how often is it that we go to some kind of excuse for it or some kind of explanation for it and don't really get at the basis of it? Dr. Monti, executive and medical director of the Jefferson Myrna Bryan Center for Integrative Medicine, and he's here with us today, associate professor of psychology and emergency medicine at Jefferson Medicine College, Medical College. He's here today because he is co-author of the book, The Great Life Makeover, and that is nothing short of a total life makeover. Dr. Monti, thank you so much for joining us here today and for tackling a very, very hefty challenge for people. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's to be on your terrific show today.
Well, you know, this is, let's talk about this, because a lot of times I get people on the show, and they usually are writing a book because something has come up in their own personal lives, and they want to share that message. But I think for you, you get to see people in many, many aspects of their lives, sometimes doing well, sometimes not doing well. How was it that the Great Life Makeover became a vision and a mission for you?
Well, at our Integrative Medicine Center at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia, we've been working on these issues for over 10 years, and we've developed this Great Life program for people who enter those middle decades, you know, beyond the youth of the teens and 20s, and as you get into your late 30s and 40s and beyond that. I mean, these are great years, and we want them to be the best years of your life, but there's challenges, and those challenges are physical and emotional and stress-related, and they all manifest themselves in terms of mood, weight, and sexual function. And these are topics of concern for people. And what's amazing and what people often don't recognize and appreciate is how interrelated those three hot buttons are, how they share the same psychology, the same biology, and how one intimately affects the other.
And, you know, this is really, you know, we talk about integrative medicine. You know, there's also integrative, you know, we're talking about integrative health. We're talking about integrative lifestyles. We're really talking about getting the best of what we have to offer in this lifetime and create a harmonious relationship with all the components. And I think what you've done in the Great Life Makeover gives us entree to figure it out and find out where to start. Look, let's assume, Dr. Monti, just for this show, let's assume that I'm frazzled, fat, fatigued, and my sex life is pretty much in the toilet. Where do I start?
You know, I love the question, and I tell people that they can start, in terms of the book, anywhere, because we divide out all of those major areas of life, And you can start at any point, and wherever you start, it's going to affect the rest of the systems, the rest of your functioning. Let's take, for example, I bet you many listeners don't realize, say you're a woman in those perimenopausal years, struggling with some of those symptoms of menopause or through menopause, that your stress levels and how you cope with them have a direct impact on the biology of those menopausal symptoms.
Okay.
Because the adrenal gland should be kicking in to help regulate what the sex glands aren't doing, but it can't do that if it's overfunctioning to secrete stress hormones. And so stress levels going unchecked have a dramatic impact on how much a woman can suffer with menopausal symptoms. Lena Horne has a great quote, "It's not the load that breaks you down, it's the way you carry it." But people need to understand what's going on physically and with their stress levels and how they cope with it. Men, on the other hand, here's a motivating factor to get rid of that tire around the middle. So they say, I'm middle-aged, I'll have the tire, and if it's unattractive, whatever. But, it's not just that it's unattractive, and, that's not even the primary concern. That tire around the middle is actually becoming an endocrine gland. Though that excess fat begins to secrete an enzyme called aromatase, which converts the middle-aged man's just little testosterone into estrogen, causing some of those feminizing effects that can occur in middle age, causing decreased sexual function, decreased libido. So it's not that it's just this, inert, functionless bit of fat around the middle that's also setting you up for cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and everything else, but it's affecting sexual function, how you feel, your energy level, even whether or not you feel depressed.
And, this is really kind of a clue for us to take a look at what's been changing in our life. Let me ask you, Dr. Monty, let me ask you a question. Do people, men and women, do they really know when things are starting to change and starting to turn? What are some of the signs for us to look at? And are the signs different for men as they are for women?
Yeah, it is highly variable, but there are some commonalities and some common features. When people have their lifestyle issues in check, meaning diet, activity level, exercise, their nutritional status is good, they're going to weather some of the changes that occur during the middle years much better and differently than people who are out of balance with any of those domains of life. So we know that people struggle as they get into the middle years with andropausal, that's the male menopause, or menopausal symptoms. And so they're slightly different for men and women. Women, for example, have the characteristic hot flashes and, difficulty with some metabolic regulations. And they're better known, those symptoms, and most women are attuned to them. Men also go through changes, and this was less known until recently, and this term andropause was certainly less known until recently. And for both men and women, the big issue is how sharp the decline is and how erratic the decline is in sex hormone production from the sex glands and what we can do to make that more balanced and regulated. And there's a lot we can do, and we spend a lot of time in the book talking about those different things.
And, this is really a big conversation because, first of all, we're living longer. And, maybe in a certain lifetime, we wouldn't even be thinking about some of these issues. But we're living longer, Dr. Monty, and we actually want to thrive. I mean, we hear people saying, and my folks never said this, just so you know, we hear people saying is, look, man, I want to skydive when I'm 80 years old. I don't want to be hanging out somewhere in a place that isn't nurturing for me. I want to be able to travel around the world. I want to be able to get up every morning and kiss my partner and make it juicy and make sure that I am just loving every minute of it. Are we in a position right now where people have to make these decisions about health, especially based on the book, or it might get to be too late?
People do expect more out of life, and they should. And the old way of thinking that I'm getting older or, I'm beyond those early decades of youth, so everything has to decline, my activity level has to decline, is absolutely not the case. And in fact, if we think differently than we used to and we take some proactive steps, life can be very fulfilling. I really think that as we get into those middle years and beyond, they can be the best years. You know, some of the high energy of being in hormone overload of your teens and 20s is replaced by a bit of maturity, a bit more comfort with yourself and perhaps your significant other, so that if we take the right steps to be in the best possible physical and emotional health, and we take the right steps to enhance the intimacy in our relationships, these really can be the best years.
Well, and this is really what everyone wants. Let me ask you a question, and I almost want to do a rewind. We've got so much to talk about today on the Dr. Pat Show. I just want to let all the listeners know how thrilled and honored I am to have Dr. Monty joining us here today. He is one of the co-authors of The Great Life Makeover, a fabulous, fabulous book. Today we're going to be talking about The Great Life Makeover for her, for him. How do you do this together? What does it mean? And what can you learn in today's show that will help you take action right in the moment? You know, one of the things we talk about, Dr. Monty, is the level of obesity in this country. And you know, honestly, at very young age, very, very young age, how does this factor in our early lives and what we've done to ourselves? How does that factor in to how we age?
Yeah, this is a significant problem that you've hit right on it, and this. That's going to be the next book, how we deal with our children so that there's not the setup for this during adulthood, because this dramatic increase in obesity from very early on is causing an epidemic of type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease never seen before. I mean, essentially, we have these major diseases of lifestyle going on, and there's this relative lack of consciousness about amongst many people. And it's really most unfortunate because it's setting people up to have all types of illnesses. And really, which is, you know, the saddest part about it, a diminished quality of life. So that is really one of the big concerns for me.
Well, we're going to talk about that and much more. I am so thrilled. Dr. Daniel Monty joining me here today, co-author of The Great Life Makeover, A Couple's Guide to Weight, Mood, and Sex for the Best Years of Your Life and Your Relationship. When we come back, we're going to be talking about that mood thing that happens. What is it? Is it just the rotten job I have, or is there something going on inside? We're also going to share the steps involved in The Great Life Makeover program. Totally jazzed to have Dr. Dan joining me here today on the Dr. Pat Show. We've got lots to share with you, and I want to make sure you go to the website, greatlifemakeover.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The seven-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation, You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend CATS teleprogram from your home via computer or phone starting January 29th. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
You may not have heard, so listen carefully. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered, including asthma, pneumonia, flu, diabetes, AIDS, hepatitis C, the common cold, and dozens of others. The details of this amazing secret have been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book so that it will never be lost. Written in simple language, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century is easy to understand. In Africa and the Americas, over 100,000 cases of malaria and other diseases have been successfully treated with miracle mineral supplement. Many successful clinical trials have been run using the same formula. You can download the first half of the Miracle Mineral book for free by going to miraclemineral.org. That's miraclemineral.org. Take back your health today. Go to miraclemineral.org.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular Coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Wow, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com or Dr. Pat Live. That would be with the DR, DR Pat Live. Well, today we're talking to amazing, amazing individual that wrote a book that every one of us is going to want to read. Great Life Makeover, A Couple's Guide to Weight, Mood, and Sex for the Best Years of Your Life and Your Relationship. Dr. Daniel Monti, co-author, joining me here today. And we're talking about the book. We're talking about what some of the hot-button issues are in midlife, and what the heck can you do about them. Dr. Monti, thank you so much for joining us here today. You know, your website in itself, greatlifemakeover.com, has an abundance of information in it to help people get started. And I wanted to make sure that everybody knew they could go to greatlifemakeover.com for the book and to get some recipes and to find out some great information about exercises and the message board. But I wanted to ask you about mood. The reason I think mood comes up for me is because, you know, I've been called moody at certain points in time in my life, only to find out that my body was changing. But boy, I don't think I would have gotten it unless it was pointed out to me. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And, you know, mood does need to be paid attention to, because when we notice a decline in our mood, it can be an indicator that stress levels have gotten out of control, but it also can be an indicator that there's something physically out of balance. For example, I like to give examples from our practice, because they nicely illustrate what many people are going through. I had a gentleman in his 50s come into my office not long ago who said, you know, I think I'm depressed. And my primary care doctor wanted to put me on an antidepressant, feeling kind of sluggish these days. My mood is a little bit low, and I just can't maintain workout results, and energy is kaput. And I thought, okay, you know, that could be depression, but there weren't major shifts in his stressors, and he had never been depressed before. So I wanted to make sure that there wasn't some physical issue contributing to this. So we did the complete medical workup we always do, and lo and behold, this is a guy who was, his body was not dealing with andropause very well, and he had a dramatic decline in testosterone, so much so that his available testosterone was equivalent to that of an 80-year-old man's. And his issue was one of a hormonal change, not so much that he needed an antidepressant. When we fixed the hormonal imbalance, then the guy was feeling a lot better. But here's another part of the story that needed to be fixed as well. Because sexual function was diminished for a little while he was going through this period of time, he felt hesitant to approach his wife because he was feeling embarrassed about these changes, didn't talk to her about it. So what's going on with her? She perceives this as, he doesn't want me anymore. She sees this as rejecting. She has no idea that he's actually struggling and embarrassed and not knowing how to approach her or talk to her. And so she's feeling upset, depressed, but for a different reason. She actually has an external stressor making her mood go down a bit and feeling unloved and unwanted and those kinds of things. And then there's this rift in their relationship. So these complex issues, we try to break down into very simple components in the book so that people understand that this individual issue, when you're in a coupled relationship, becomes a relationship issue. So you have to know how to talk to your significant other about this and involve them in the process.
Well, this is really really at the crux of so many difficulties in relationships, this idea of actually having a conversation. Are you actually talking about having a conversation about this? I mean, you might as well be telling somebody to jump off a cliff, because isn't that truly, especially for couples that are not used to having these conversations, that's going to be such a huge leap of faith. But if they don't do it, they're going to end up miserable, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I think that once you get past the barrier of just having the conversation, it often gets easier. Usually if we can get them to have the conversation with us, which we do, then the next step of their significant other goes better. And one of the things that we do in the book is try to arm people with the right set of information and data so that their conversations with their physicians are more efficient and effective for all of these types of problems, and also with their significant others. And I think that sometimes people just don't know how to start the conversation. And it's not so difficult if you just have a few tools to make it easier.
What have you been finding since you've written the book? What have you been finding out from the people that are reading the book, the people that you see? What seems to be the hot button for them? Or does it vary?
It does vary. But I get a lot of, I didn't know that. Fill in the blank. And oftentimes that blank has to do with the interrelationship of our mood, our stress levels, with our biological functioning, such as our circulating sex hormones, with everything else, weight, sleep hygiene, all of those kinds of things, how these all affect one another, and that we just got to start somewhere to make some changes and improvements. And we can affect the entire system across the board.
You know, as I said before, you know, there are several things that people can do. And, you know, Dr. Daniel Monti joining me here today, greatlifemakeover.com is the website. We're talking about, you know, this incredible book, The Great Life Makeover. And, you know, talking about what we can learn, what we can do to change our lives. You know, we talked a little bit about move, but there are steps in moving forward. There are things that we can do, and we're talking about a couple of them. You know, is there sort of a blueprint, Dr. Monti, for people in a general level, or is it more customized depending upon your situation, or is it a combination of both?
It's a combination of both, but we try to make, in the book, that provide a guide of how you do that, how you come up with your customized program. So one thing that people should do right off the bat is get a snapshot in time of their current health status. And so if you haven't had, you know, that routine physical examination that takes a look at basic blood level and things like that, of cholesterol and fat profiles and all of those kinds of things, time to do that. Get a snapshot in time. Where am I? What is my physical status? And when you go to talk to your physicians, we provide some data to get some extra tests that your physician might not be thinking of, and we have different ways you would talk to your physician to get those tests. Because, let's face it, physician one-on-one time keeps getting less and less with the current healthcare industry. And, you know, when you have, like, 4 minutes in the room with the doctor, you need to make sure that you have a very focused conversation with him or her. And so once you have that snapshot, then we talk about how do you make the lifestyle changes, what kind of complementary approaches do you take to get yourself from point A to B to Z? And those include all of the components of the Great Life Makeover. And all of those things will have a dramatic impact on everything else.
And, you know, we're going to be talking about this and much more during the Dr. Pat Show today. I want to remind everyone, my very special guest today, co-author of The Great Life Makeover, Dr. Daniel Monti, joining us here today. If you want to find out more about what The Great Life Makeover is, very easy to do. Check out their website, www.greatlifemakeover.com. There's lots of information here. You get to meet the doctors. You also get to take a look at some excerpts from the book, and there are some fabulous recipes and exercises to get you going. I wanted to talk with you about the process and what that might look like. How did you decide how to lay this out? How did you decide the components that would be important in the Great Life Makeover? And then how did you come to know the approach and the order to implement these?
Well, one of the things we started with is, what do we do with people who come to see us in our clinic and our Great Life program, and what makes sense in terms of an approach with people? And so some of the order, when we get into the diet makeover, the sleep makeover as part of the Great Life Makeover, the order didn't matter so much. It was a matter of how the book flowed there. But getting the initial snapshot and then setting the goals, and then, whenever possible, for people who have a significant other and coupled relationship, getting them on board too. So when we see, you know, a wife, we say, you know, what would help is if your husband did this too, and that the two of you understood what's going on with some of these middle life changes in you, but also in him, and him understanding what's going on with himself and also you, and that the two of you take some of these steps that are vitally important, such as increasing the number of plants in the diet that are going to support hormonal and sexual health, increasing, which isn't so difficult to do, increasing activity level, and if you do it together, the chances are dramatically increased. Pick up the tennis racket that you guys put aside as you were getting your kids off to college, or that ballroom dancing class you always wanted to take, or whatever it might be. So we start the lifestyle programs, and then we monitor how the person is doing, and we provide that sort of ongoing support. But the support that the couple provides one another is vitally important. And so the setup of men and women being confused about what's happening to themselves is how we start the book, what's happening on a physical, hormonal level, and what's happening with their significant others. And so we start with that biological component and then take it from there.
And we're going to talk about that and much more. I'm so thrilled, Dr. Daniel Monti, joining me here today on the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, we're going to find out what some of the underlying secret solutions might be and from Dr. Monti, and what we can do to begin to energize and to be the best we can be. We'll be right back with the show.
Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Lihi Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Energy medicine is the new frontier. And the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org. Or call 800-NAT-UNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NAT-UNIV.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by my very special guest today, Dr. Daniel Monti. He is the co-author of the book we're talking about, but also the change that we're talking about, the Great Life Makeover. Dr. Monti, thank you so much for joining us here today. And, you know, what we're sharing is a lot of really great information so that we could take a look at how to create these changes in our lives. But, you know, we've worked really hard at creating these stories around health and what works best for us. And so, you know, the question, I guess, is, what are some of the stories we created that we think are really good and actually have become, you know, these topics in our pop culture right now, almost as if they were a fad, but yet they're pretty detrimental for us to thrive at any age in our lives?
Well, great question, Dr. Pat. So many of them come to mind. One of them that really comes to mind for me is sleep. People
Yes.
have lost sight of how important and restorative sleep is, how it affects everything. Sleep affects your immune system. A study was just published in a very credible medical journal that showed that when people had a cold, if they were sleep deprived, they took much longer to heal from the cold because their immune system isn't working as well. Yet we wear our lack of sleep as a badge of honor almost, like I got through this week on an average of 4 hours sleep with all I had to do. As if that's a good thing, as if that's a heroic thing, when in reality, if people took a little extra time to sleep at night, everything that they were doing would go easier and better, their concentration levels would be better, as would their efficiency at whatever they were doing, not to mention the tremendous benefits of enough sleep and health detriments of not enough sleep. Another one that comes to mind, actually, is this dietary approach of I'm eating well because I'm eating light foods, you know, kind of the low-fat foods. But often what they're eating are convenience foods, highly processed foods that say on the package, light for low-fat. See, I'm being good. I'm eating this low-fat. And, you know, I guess that is better than ultra-saturated fat food.
Right.
However, that doesn't necessarily mean it's nutrient or nutrient-dense in any way, as most convenience foods and processed foods are not.
And, you know, who can even understand what some of those things are? that are on the labels. I mean, isn't that, you know, truly a dilemma? You know, one of the things that I've started to do is if I don't understand what it is or I can't recognize what it is, it's not for me because I don't really know another way to go about it.
Well, one thing I always people because we talk about the value of different plants and fruits and vegetables in the book, then people get focused on that. Well, is broccoli good? Are beets good? And so I have this general thing I say that, in general, if it grows, it's good. And if it's processed, it's not. But, you know, these are sort of general guidelines. But one phenomena that I've noticed over the last few decades is the incredibly shrinking produce section of a grocery store. And I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I remember going to the grocery store with my mother and the snack section, you know, chips, soda, whatever, was this little section of the grocery store,
right,
like maybe a quarter of an aisle. Now there's just aisles of that stuff. And there's virtually no nutritional value to those foods. But think about how much of the caloric intake the average American derives from those types of foods, particularly some of the younger people that we were talking about before, which just sets you up for the middle years to not be eating with good habits and good nutritional status.
You know, let's talk for a minute about sugar and sugar substitutes. I think we're getting more and more and more information, but, you know, there's a lot out there right now. Now, of course, stevia's out there, xylitol's out there. But let's talk about sugar and what that means to us. It seems like we have turned into, you know, this sugar-craved society. And I'm not saying that I didn't grow up with this idea of let's have a cookie, let's have this, let's have that. But don't you think we've taken this to another level? And back to what you said about food, we're not even sure the kinds of sugar that are in most of the things we get unless we're going all, you know, al natural.
Right. I'm in Philadelphia. Back in the days of Benjamin Franklin, you know, sugar was kept under lock and key because it was this precious commodity that was used for special occasions, you know, the occasional pie or baked good for a celebratory feast. And now you have to, like, look for ways to avoid it. There's been a complete, you know, about-face on the whole topic of sugar because we're inundated with too much sweetener. And you think about how many grams of sugar, 40 on average, in a can of soda, regardless of how that comes. It usually comes through high-fructose corn syrup, which has a very high glycemic index. It, as does table sugar and other forms of refined sugars. I won't even get into the debate of which of them is worse or better because too much of any of them is really a problem and part of the setup for many of these health problems that we see. So then people say, well, you know, maybe I'm being better by drinking lots of diet sodas or diet drinks. And, you know, we don't know that that's true. In fact, there's information that suggests those may not be so healthy either. I like how you mentioned, though, things like stevia and xylitol. Stevia is a plant-based sweetener, and it's natural. And from everything I've seen, probably is a pretty good sugar substitute. And we should think about that. I usually have my patients make their own kind of lemonade in the summer or iced tea and sweeten it with some stevia. So when they want that taste of sweet, they can get it. There's, you know, no extra calories with the stevia, and that's really a good option to consider for many people.
Well, and we're hearing more and more and more about this. This conversation, of course, you know, we're dealing with food at the moment, but I think, you know, food, is a big part of the problem. And let's talk about this for a minute. We right now have one of the and pretty much one of the top shows on television, The Biggest Loser. And their claim to fame this year is they have the biggest people they've ever had, the biggest women, the biggest woman they've ever had, the youngest obese and the largest. I mean, this is crazy in a sense, and yet at the same time, to watch the journey and the hope and the transition of these people, all of them willing to put themselves out there, sends a message. what do you say about shows like that, about journeys like that, and do we actually relate to that in terms of our own health?
Yeah, I appreciate that insight. You know, one of the things that these shows do is desensitize us to obesity, and there's good things and bad things about that. If the only result of that were that we, you know, weren't overly judgmental towards people who have become obese, that would be one thing. But there's this sensationalizing of it in a way that is unfortunate. And the desensitizing part that isn't so great is then regular obesity seems, okay, well, that's not so bad. And I don't talk about good and bad in terms of a judgment, but it is bad from a health standpoint. So look at how, you know, obese this 700-pound person is. If I'm 350, I'm not so bad. I'm not in such bad shape. But you are. And you really need to do something about that because you're really setting yourself up for all kinds of health problems and unhappiness in your life, poor quality of life.
And you know, and this is part of what you're talking about with the Great Life Makeover, that, you know, you all address the what you address weight, you address mood, and you address sex. And somehow I can't help believe, and I think you really talk to this in the book, that all of this is related. And, you know, when somebody comes in and sits down with you and you hear of the stories of what's going on with them, how do you determine where to start? You know, how do you, what do you look for? And the reason I'm asking you this question is because this is going to give all of our listeners insight as to what they should look for in themselves.
Yeah. One of the things that I try to start, and Dr. Bazan tries to start with, we usually see people together or concurrently, getting people to have a consciousness about what their current health status is, what their current quality of life is, what they're currently doing in their lives. People get very non-conscious about how much stress they're carrying around. They're used to having their jaws clenched. They're used to not sleeping well at night because they are distressed and then have poor sleep hygiene behaviors before they go to bed, which we talk a lot about. You know, what do you do to get your sleep quality better? They're just used to all of these things that they become normal for them. So it's as if there's a non-consciousness about how distressed they are, about how unhappy they might be in their relationship because of all of these physical changes that are going on and the distance that's occurred, about how they're eating and how that's affecting the way they feel every day. You know, when we're really paying attention, we begin to have a sense of, when we eat certain foods, boy, we feel vibrant, we thrive. And when we eat other types of foods, we feel sluggish and bogged down. But if we get into this non-conscious way of functioning in the world, that doesn't happen. And so we try to help people to get more conscious about that. And we also provide a lot of guidance on how to do that in the book.
And this is what's in the book and much more. When we come back, yeah, we're going to be talking about it. Sex. Yeah, at any age, for what it is you want to thrive. It's part of the Great Life Makeover. How's your sex life? How's that working for you? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Dr. Mani to talk about that and much more.
The experts. Call toll free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, Benny, Dr. Pat's looking pretty good lately, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that, too. Maybe she's got some new makeup.
Nope, it's the Ageless Secret she's been using. It's an all-natural, organic, energetic cosmetic that's stronger than gravity. They say people that start using it look younger while they're getting older. It's made with purified water and special ingredients, including trace minerals, aloe, and MSM. Ageless Secret. Do you think I should start using it?
Sure, why not? And get me some too.
Hey guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Go green at the Go Green Expo, the nation's leading eco-friendly trade shows in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, New York City, and Atlanta. Visit GoGreenExpo.com to see all the details of the latest eco-friendly products and learn from dozens of eco-famous celebrities and authors like Ed Begley Jr., Josh Dorfman, Mariel Hemingway, and Nigel Barker. Learn how to green your business, your home, your kids, and save money on your energy bills. Visit GoGreenExpo.com and learn how to live healthier and help our environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders. The first Go Green Expo will be in Los Angeles, January 23rd through 25th at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Visit GoGreenExpo.com for details. See you at the expo.
And be sure to sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter to keep up on the latest events, guests, offers, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up now.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick. Are you concerned about your money and your future? We are entering an economic crisis like never before. If you're counting on the system to take care of you, you will lose, and I don't want that to happen. Here's what I can offer. I'll give you absolutely free my 6 CD series on how to take control of your own money. All you have to do is go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com, or go to any bookstore this month and buy my book titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. What a great, great show today, and so timely. For those of you that want to live your best life, that want to live the great life, this is a conversation that's going to be important to you. Today's show, the book, The Great Life Makeover, Dr. Daniel Monti, co-author, joining me here today. You know, and we've touched on a few things in the book, but clearly there is much more here. Dr. Monti, thank you so much for joining me today. I think I've saved the best for last, you know, the dreaded sex word. And the reason I say it's dreaded because, you know, we're okay maybe talking about whether or not we want to have we want saturated fats or sugar, no sugar, carbohydrates. But now let's talk about the S word, the sex word. And the question, I guess, that I want to start out with is, You know, how do people know when they're starting to get in trouble here? How do partners know?
Yeah, individuals know. How it's communicated in the partnership is another issue. But you're right. People are hesitant to talk about it, but we know it's on people's minds. All you have to do is turn on the TV at night and see how many advertisements there are for erectile dysfunction drugs, and you know people are thinking about sex. And those drugs are targeted for exactly the population of people we're talking about today. And, you know, very commonly, perimenopausal or menopausal women come in and talk about how sex all of a sudden becomes painful when it was once pleasurable. So on an individual basis, people know, they know when there's a decline in sexual function because that's part of what makes us feel vibrant and alive. It is important. I never diminish or underestimate the importance of sexual function and how important that is to people. However, people become self-conscious sometimes when sex changes, when sex becomes painful, when libido goes down. And there's lots of reasons for that. As we get a little bit older, there's lots of things we can do about that. And it is important that we maintain an open communication with with our significant others, and sometimes even our physicians.
And, you know, what are some of the signs? I had a friend of mine say, I really don't understand how this happened to me. We were intimate 2-3 times a week, and now it's 2-3 times a year. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, wait a minute, 2-3 times a week, 2-3 times a year. I mean, did it just leapfrog to that? And that's kind of the question. You know, does it show up in our behavior first, or does it show up in our temperament?
That's a great distinction, and it can be either. And your friend's example is a great one. It doesn't go from 2-3 times a week to 2-3 times a year overnight. There's this gradual decline that occurs, and what happens is, back to that sort of consciousness thing, we like to tell ourselves stories that make things more convenient. And so it's easy to be in denial. Things are starting to decline. Well, we're both really busy right now. Or he says he's not interested right now just because he's got a lot of stress at work, which, by the way, never stopped him from being interested before. And so on and so forth, where we begin to tell ourselves stories because having to deal with the S word feels daunting, and it just doesn't have to be. And I think the earlier we deal with some of those changes that we see, like, what's going on? Sometimes men just need a little bit of gentle, not nagging, but just a little gentle nudge of what's going on. Are there some, you know, difficulties? Are there erectile problems? Is this a decreased libido? Should we have you get, you know, a physical exam just to make sure everything's okay? And we try to provide the guidance of how you do that and how you have those conversations in the book. But the bottom line is those conversations, if they occur earlier rather than later, the quality of life between the couple and the individuals of the couple is going to be much better.
Well, yeah. Is there a point of no return? I hope I'm clear about the question. Meaning, is there a point in the case of, you know, I just shared this about my friend, is there a point of no return? You know, when you get to that place where, wow, okay, we haven't been intimate for a year, is that a point of no return?
I think there usually is not a point of no return. I can't say never. Sometimes things settle in the relationship then that creates such resentment that the couple can't work it out. But when it's a matter of restoring sexual function and health to a willing couple, more times than not, the results can be quite good. We actually put little case vignettes in the book of real cases we've had, and one of them is a couple that didn't have sex for a long time because sex became painful for her. In those perimenopausal and menopausal phases of life, there's vaginal wall thinning, there's less lubrication, and women often don't know what their options are to make all of that better, and there's good options now, and some of them are even prescriptive, like vaginal suppositories with a little bit of estrogen can make a dramatic impact, but you know, most women don't know that. They don't think to talk to their doctors about it, and actually, some doctors don't know how to prescribe. So having the right set of information can make a dramatic difference. Sometimes it's very simple like that. Sometimes it's a more complex issue and a more complex problem. But the sooner the individual and the individual with his or her significant other starts to address the issues, the better it's going to be.
Now, one of the things we haven't touched on, and I want to talk to about this, because we just have a few minutes left. Well, we actually did talk about it, but one of the things that I think you mentioned in the book is you've got to have a degree of self-love here. You've got to be willing to make the change. And I want to thank you for joining me here today. And within that framework and what you've created, I would love to know what your personal message is for our listeners today.
That is just a great, point to as one of our final points, because I think that people get so caught up in what they have to do and the outside world, that they lose a sense of themselves and the importance of staying connected with themselves. That's part of that non-consciousness. And so as we talk about little stress reduction techniques we recommend in the book, one of them is to take a few minutes every day to learn how to breathe I mean, we're not talking you have to pull out your yoga mat in your office and do a long yogic exercise. But if you did some just controlled breathing at your desk, we provide some very easy guidelines. And we have kind of a loving kindness meditation that comes from John Kabat-Zinn's work, where you remind yourself of the importance of yourself and the importance of that connection. Again, not a big time commitment, but it reestablishes that relationship with yourself, which is so important then to making the health-promoting behavioral changes that are needed.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much. Dr. Daniel Monti joining us here today.
Thank
wow.
You,
go
Dr.
to the website, thegreatlifemakeover.com. The book is fabulous, and you are fabulous. Thank you so much for the show today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
I'll tell you, this show is rocking, everybody. If you missed any part of it, you can certainly get the archive. Go to www.thedrpatshow.com. And remember, you deserve a great life makeover. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.